right, happy Tuesday, everybody. Hopefully you're all doing well. Welcome to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims, live here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can go to your app store and download this free app called TuneIn on any electronic device. Once you do that, I think you go to radio and you search WWGH. Or you can call in while we are on the air live, like right now, until the top of the hour at 6 p.m. Sorry. This is a different time for me, but till 6 p.m. we will be here. By calling 740-383-9944. If you have any questions or would like to make any comments or just want to be a part of the conversation, okay? The thought that I have today is remaining focused. I'll get to that in a moment. I have Kimba Hubbard with me today and Tim Jones. Yay. And we are, well, they are... We are talking about singles choosing God's best, continued from earlier this year, singles conference. Now, I don't know how many of you were a part of that. Hopefully, you can be a part of this if you were not. And even if you were and have not found that mate that you believe God has given you, then we want you to also be a part of the show, okay, and some of the other things that they have coming up, okay? Now, I will turn my attention to Kimba. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you, Miss Linda?
I seem to be doing well. Busy, even though I was at home all day.
Yeah, but you just got finished with a show, so you
got busy. Yeah, I did. Today is two shows for me, praise God, and... Tim, how are you?
I'm doing well. Life is good.
Sure is, isn't it?
Can't complain. Yep.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. And from our meeting yesterday, questions always come, you know, roll around in your head after you're not there anymore, and you think all these other thoughts, and I'm thinking, what are we going to talk about today? But we did say being confident and knowing whether or not you have a connection. I want to talk about that, too. So... who wants to go first with self-confidence? What does confidence mean?
We'll let the expert go first.
Oh, man. confidence is more about what you do, how you carry yourself, how you think, you know, how you view yourself all in retrospect. You know, if you hold yourself in high regard, if you think highly of yourself, you know, not to a point where I'm like this and you're like this, that's arrogance, right? It's just to a point where I think a lot about myself. I hold myself in high standard, high regards, and so I come off confident. You know, those things that, it's confidence, you know what I mean?
Right, not arrogance.
Arrogance would be like me putting you down, like I'm good at this and you're not, or I look like this and you don't. You know, no, I'm just confident in how I speak, I'm confident in the things that I do, how I perform, all that, so... opposite of fear, like there's no self-doubt when there's confidence.
Right, no self-doubt. That's good. What about you,
so Kevin? I would say confidence is being okay with being perfectly imperfect, and knowing the image of yourself lines up with the image that your creator has for you. And so I think confidence is a really unique balance between being humble but being insecure in the gifts and talents that God has given you.
How do you line up with what God thinks about you or how he thinks about you?
First of all, you got to know the word. You got to know. You got to be able to identify, you know. And it, because one thing I like about the word is it kind of make you reflect upon yourself. And sometimes it point out some things that you do like and it'll point out some things that you don't like.
Yes.
And those things that you don't necessarily like, you know you have the ability and the power to change it. And it's through his strength because... my thing is, once you begin to ask him for something, you better be prepared to receive it, you know. So if you ask him for patience or whatever it is, like, he going to put you in positions where you have to examine and be more patient, you know. So I think it's just, you got to know that word. You got to know. You got to be able to identify.
So that's some of the self-work that has to be done. Mm-hmm. You have to actually pick up a Bible, open it up, and read it, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It's so. Also about, I believe Pastor Rowe was indicating this in one of his messages about the voices that you listen to. So what are you saying about yourself, to yourself, and often how you see yourself is a reflection on how you're treating others. So I think we can get a lot of feedback from our environment. And as Tim said, you have to be willing to look at what God is telling you, and then how are you living that out, and are you willing to change? And that depends on the voices that you're listening to. So I think that's part of lighting up with what our Creator is, what voices has He put in your life. Are you sure those are the voices He's put in your life to listen to? And then what are you telling yourself about yourself?
Right.
Our self-talk.
Yeah.
The self-talk.
Yeah, your internal monologue. Like, what is that like? Like, mm-hmm. really pay attention to it, because some people's internal monologue is very negative. You know, is it negative? Is it positive? Examine where it's at. You know, where you at with it. Listen to it.
So you're saying use kind words or words to build you
absolutely.
Up?
Absolutely. You know, those words of affirmation is a beautiful thing. Like, you ever practice it, you'll begin to feel better. Like, you might not feel it as soon as the first time you say it. But I don't know, maybe the 100,000th time you said it, something began to click or change, the light goes off or whatever.
True.
But it's, you know, you repeat it until you believe it. Like, or you repeat it or whatever it is until you see the results. So it's like if I'm learning how to shoot a new jump shot. And when I first try this new jump shot, I'm not going to be very good at it.
Right.
Right. But the more and more I practice it, it's going to come to a point where somebody will pass me the ball and I'm not going to think about none of it. And it just, you begin to see the results of it. You begin to see yourself making that shot a little bit more and more. You begin to see yourself, oh, I don't have to think, it's my elbow in, it's my wrist, you know,
right,
all
right.
that. You don't have to think about it no more. The mechanics become natural.
Yeah. You will have perfected that.
Yeah, you have perfected
art. It has become an art to you.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that's where a lot of us are. Maybe in the single category, you know, that we have a little confidence, but not where we really need it. You know, we need to target certain areas of our life, you know. And like you said, the word is what really lets you know where you need to apply mm-hmm. wisdom and confidence, you know. And mm-hmm. and the word gives you courage, too, you
mm-hmm.
know. I mean, it encourages me. It really does. At my lowest point, it encourages me. And sometimes it could be a song, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the book. We're doing
yes.
the book club.
We are doing a book club every Monday from 6 to 7 at the Gathering Place in the cafe. And our book is Real Talk, Relationship Tips from a Biblical Perspective by Minister Rickley Macklin.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have 3 more sessions to go. So that's what we're doing. And then, can I talk about Thursday? Is that okay?
Yeah, you can
okay,
plug
so,
it in. Go ahead.
We, you know, the purpose of why we do what we do is to give singles a safe place to talk about, real talk about what's going on. But then we want to practice that, right? So we provided an opportunity this Thursday. We're going to have a game night. The games are not threatening. One of the games is Uno. But we want people to come out to the Harding Hotel from 7 to 9. And it's in the garden room. It's free, just for food, fun, and fellowship.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. That's real good. Could you read the scripture he gives in chapter 1?
Yes. So he starts off when we talked about the season of singleness.
Mm-hmm.
So his verse for this chapter was, to everything there is a season and a time, to every purpose under the heaven. And that's in Ecclesiastes 3:1.
Okay. All right. So, those of you who are in single mode, this is your season. Now, how do we get out of that season?
Of being single?
Yeah, that's what people want to know. How long am I going to be in this season? How can I get out of this season?
You just got to go after it. You know, just like every season, you walk out of one, go into a new. You know, everything has its time frame.
Right.
So however long the season is, I mean, just enjoy it. You know, like wintertime, I'm not a big wintertime person.
Right.
Like, I hate being cold. Everybody knows I don't like being cold. But when winter comes, I find things that I do enjoy about the winter. Like I like when I'm able to go outside and it's super sunny and you got that fluffy snow on the ground. Like that's pretty to me.
Yeah,
you know,
it's
not that brisk cold. I can stay out there all day and look at that.
Okay.
You know, so you find things to enjoy in those seasons.
Right, right.
And I think what came out of our discussion in our very first, and you all were both there, so correct me, is we have to look at it as a gift, like Tim just said. And so one of the things we talk about in psychology sometime is, are you going to look at your glass half empty?
Right.
Or are you going to look at your glass half full?
Right.
So my challenge to myself is always, in this season of singleness, how am I going to look at my glass half full? In fact, we had some discussion about that last night.
Right.
So instead of me complaining that I don't have a boo, I don't have some with me, how can I create a community? How can I find those areas I need to grow? And like Tim just said, how can you enjoy where you're at and find it as a gift?
Right.
So
right.
To me, that's the best way to get out of it. Because I think when we find that there is joy in it, then that's when it doesn't become a burden.
Right, right. Self-development. Look
Which
at yourself.
Isn't easy.
Yeah, no, it's not easy.
It's not easy.
No, it is not. You be like, is this me? You know, am I this? Am I that? You know, or am I negative? Or am I sending off the wrong vibes? And we all go through that. You know, how can I correct this and be the opposite? You know, how can I put on this happy face instead of a stern look all the time? You know, and just things that I've noticed about myself, you know what I mean? So, and I know.
But community also helps you reiterate the things you are doing well,
true,
you know?
True.
So, like, even when we were talking about online dating last night, there were a couple of things I like, oh, there are some things I'm doing well. So, that is also part
true.
Of why we have this community. You know, it is self-work, but I think that's why the devil tricks us to try to be isolated, because we do sometimes get caught up in ourselves and how negative we are. But what I found in the book club is like, oh, Tim's have those experiences too.
And he actually
agrees with me, and he's a guy, because that's
right.
my whole thing. Like, guys think so differently. Well, and some things, we're very similar,
right?
Right?
That's true. That's
so
true.
I think that can be a trick of the enemy, is that, oh, I'm isolated, I'm this and I'm that. No, there are some things that areas you may have grown in that you're not even aware of.
That's true. You're right. You're right. You're absolutely right. And then I think about this too. Everybody that crossed your path, may not understand the reason they crossed our path. Everyone that crossed your path, it's not for you to even consider this is the one. I've learned that too. Some people come for you to minister to. They're already hurting and need help, you know. So, and I had to learn that the hard way.
That's a good point.
And I think us as singles should look at that also, that, you know, you are a ministry yourself, especially when you're saved and, you know, you read the Bible and you go by the Word of God. So you're a ministry. So that's what God needs us to do, is minister
Absolutely.
To people, you know.
Yes.
And that special one that he has for us, it has to be a different feeling. Has to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it should be a feeling that you get it immediately.
Oh, well, you know, we could debate that if you want. That was part of our discussion last night. But
That's
I wanted
right.
to say
That's
real
right.
quick, you know, in this book, I think, and you all correct me, but I think every chapter we've talked about discernment.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and I think that's so key what you said, Miss Linda, because I personally have done that. Like, I meet this person, I size them up, are they husband material? But did God say they were my husband?
Right.
No. So what am I supposed to learn in that season and with
right.
that person? I think that's so key when you're single and dating.
It is so key. Yeah, it keeps you from getting hurt and going too far. You know, if we would take this time to discern and ask God, you know, is this the person or not, you know? And like I said, that can be immediate feeling, attraction. Sometimes attraction is immediate. All you got to do is look at a person. You know, they look at you, oh, I'm attracted.
Now, are you talking about attraction or are you talking about chemistry?
Mm-hmm.
Attraction.
Yeah, attraction thing.
What do you say about that, Tim?
Man, it'll get you every time. You'll find out you're shallow. I found out I was shallow.
You did.
You know, but chemistry is a different thing. Like, you can Like, you can have that physical attraction, like, oh my God, that woman is beautiful. Oh my mm-hmm. God, that man is beautiful. Mm-hmm. And then you, with that, you'll kind of dismiss everything else. Like, oh, I could build character in that person, whatever. No, 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 no. Everything that glitter isn't gold, you know. So some things that are very attractive, like, let's say, what was a Venus flytrap? Those things look
yes.
beautiful. But
yes.
you get too close to it, you might lose a finger or something. You know what I mean? It's just, you know, some of the most beautiful things is dangerous.
Especially if it's not for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Especially if it's not for you. Mm-hmm. And, like, you know, we can get so carried away by physical appearance, you know, and that's not it.
So is that what you're referring to when you say attraction? Mm-hmm. Just a physical appearance?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because that can lead you down the wrong road.
Mm-hmm.
The love at first sight.
Yeah. Yeah, it can. Yeah. Because I don't know how it works, but it does work like that sometimes. Mm-hmm. And that's not the one. That's not the one, you know, because like we talked last night, you got to look for the Christ in a person, you know, and that's even in their face, facial appearance, you know. I'm still learning.
We all are.
We're still learning. Yes,
we all
absolutely.
Are.
And that self-confidence is something that we have to continuously do. You agree with me on that?
Absolutely, because as Tim said earlier, or maybe you said earlier, there's different parts of that. So, although, you know, my shot, what you call it? What kind of shot?
It's a shot.
Yeah, my shot. My shot might be good.
It's three-pointer, right?
I might need to work on my dribble.
Right.
So
right.
I think you have to be open to this area has come to maturity, so what other area do I want to look at? And I think for me, my experiences and then talking to, having the privilege to have young women talk to me is the area of communication, which is built on self-confidence. But that's something you can always work on and perfect, on how you're communicating with the opposite sex, because it's very key in relationships. So that comes with practice as well. But I think that's an area you always can be open to try to learn how to communicate better.
Right. Yeah. Always.
Just like Tim told me. You know, you need to stop texting all the time, Kimba. You remember that on the show?
Yes,
he, like,
I do.
Called me out. Yeah. So, you know, I took that as positive feedback.
It was. It was positive feedback. Yeah. Because I ended a relationship that was text, you know. Oh, you can't call me? I'm like, you know, you want to hear people's voice sometime, right? Do I have to call you all the time? Oh, no, that's not going to last too long, right? So, there are all type of circumstances that we end up in, and those of you who are listening, hopefully we're saying something to you that may spark something that, even a question you may have. Please call in 740-383-9944. Don't be shy. I know a lot of people are like, I don't want to call in because it's live. Yeah, you will be heard, but just build up your confidence. That's what we're talking about today, you know, and ask a question, you know. You're live?
Yes.
We're Facebook Live, or just text your question to Tim, and he'll put it on the air if you want to go that route, okay? All righty, now let us move along, right along here. And we did talk about also who you want to be. Mm-hmm. How do I go about doing that? Who I want to be? How do I even realize who I want to be? How do I do that?
Imagination and vision. Like you have to have a vision of who you want to become in the process. Like, you're still going to be you, but every day I try to wake up and I'm Tim 2.0, and then I want to be Tim 2.5,
right,
Tim 3.0,
right.
You know, so it's just having that vision of that person that you see whom you want to be. Not that I want to be somebody else, but I just want to be a better version of myself. And that starts with vision. And then once I have, in a sense, the vision, then I can start mapping out the destination and working the process of who
right.
I'm trying to become.
Right.
You know, you just got to start somewhere, though. You have to definitely start somewhere.
Yes, yes.
That should just be a wish.
And that's a question that helps you get there. Who am I?
Mm-hmm.
And who do I want to be?
Absolutely.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I know people may be saying, well, who am I? You know, but only you know who you are, right?
Well, and that's part of the challenge in what we're doing as well as our community of singles, is there's a really fine line to marriage being a fulfillment for you or giving you, filling up those holes in your life. So you have to be really careful that that's not what you're pursuing versus becoming a whole person and attracting a whole person. So it's a really fine line sometimes to try to balance out. And I think the Bible does say forget those things that lie behind. But I think if you don't know where to start, you can start by some things that have happened in the past.
Right.
And looking at what you may have done, could have done differently, your responsibility. It doesn't mean that you were the reason why, per se.
Right.
But you can look at your responsibility and how you can grow for that if you don't know where to start.
Right.
That's a good way to start.
Right. I believe in, I know who I don't want to be when I look back. I don't want to be that person anymore, you know. And it helps me to look toward being a different type of person, you know, not making those same mistakes. I don't want that anymore, you know. I want something different. I want something better. And hopefully we are giving our listeners some tools, you know, to write down or memorize. It's Facebook Live. You'll be able to replay this, you know. We'll be sharing it also with our own followers on our own page later. But
absolutely. So like Tim said, like you get that vision, and he talked about the Word. So if you wanted to start somewhere, you could start with someone in the Word. You know, so for example, for a little while, I was looking at Mary, the mother of Jesus, and her faith. So if you want, that's another way you could start. I know you've done some Bible studies as well, but Esther is another woman in the Bible who is a wonderful woman to study. So if you're wondering where you can start, look at the role models that you want to aspire to be. And what changes do you need to make in your life to build that character?
Also, look at the bad role models. I learned the most from some of the people that do the wrong things.
True.
You know what I mean? So. Also, it's okay to look at, it's okay to look at somebody like, I don't want that. You know what I mean? That part of that type of trait that person has, I pray that I don't possess that trait or become aware of it, you know, and try to avoid it. You know, because that's the thing about people. You got good examples, you got bad examples, and that's a beautiful thing. You got, you know, when you shopping for fruit, there's good fruit and bad fruit. Well, I mean, which one you gonna pick? You know, some people like their fruit more ripe. Some people like it, you know, more, I don't know, aged or whatever, you know?
Right, right.
So, yeah.
Like green apples. I love green apples. Them really tart ones. They're not really ripe yet, you know, but yeah, love those. Love those. I want to ask this question. This question was asked when you two were all sick and Betty and I and Pastor was there. Why do you think men give women such a hard time? Even in the Bible, they were given hard times. And even today, they are given hard times. Why do men expect women to jump through all these hoops? I think that was how the question was put forth, you know. Why is it so hard for us? And that also plays a part with our confidence, too, I think. Whether we have it or, you know, whether we're strong in confidence or not, because that hurdle seems to be so high sometimes for women.
I'm wondering, are we expecting y'all to jump through these hoops, or are y'all just volunteering to jump through these hoops? Like, because I look at little, like, okay, small examples. Like a lot of times what women tend to think is beauty, men don't care. Like, them long eyelashes. Like, so you'll see women go through and they'll put these mink eyelashes and stuff on, and men, we really don't care. We like more natural anyway. So I'm like, are we making y'all jump through those hoops? We ain't sitting there saying, oh, I wish she had longer eyelashes. You know, wow, you know? No, like, so sometimes I sit there and I think, like, is it you that's making yourself jump through these hoops? Because y'all set the term of what, in a sense, what beauty is, in a sense of the standard, you know, honestly, from a man's point of view, We like things more natural. But what a real man wants is a natural woman, femininity. That's what we want. I don't want this independent person. I don't need a man. I could do everything by myself. I don't want that type of woman. Mm-hmm. I want a feminine woman who knows her role as a woman, who knows her duties as a woman and all those things. Like, there's certain roles we play. And when we cross those roles, it gets confusing.
Yes,
it gets ugly.
Yes.
You know, like if you sit there and you talk to me filthy, I'm like, oh, you talking to me like a man. Like, I wouldn't tolerate that from a man. I will punch the next man in the mouth if you disrespect me like that.
Right.
You understand?
Yeah,
so
I
it's
do.
Just like, I don't like when roles get crossed. I like for us in a sense to know our roles and stick to our script and stick to what we know. You know, and when it comes to women, I think natural, just be a woman. Like, that's what you know how to do.
Right.
That's what
Absolutely.
Sets us apart. Like,
yes.
That's what you know how to do. Just be you.
Yes.
It's okay. I didn't wear makeup today. That's what Tim is saying.
It is. You can wear makeup. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, I'm not saying. Like, I'm just saying, like, y'all jump through those hoops. Like, we don't care if you wear makeup. We don't care if you don't wear makeup. That's up to you. Like, if we like you, we like you. We're beautiful. We can find plenty of things that's beautiful about a woman. It
True.
Does not matter. Like, True. A woman is by, like, in my eyes, a woman is probably the greatest thing God has ever made.
Yeah,
ever.
That's true.
Ever. You can find everything you like about a woman. The way she talk, femininity, the way she walk, the way she move, the way she think, the way she act, you know.
Are you listening, ladies?
Natural. Listen, natural.
Are you listening?
So what were some of the things that were brought up in the book club about, especially in the Bible? Do you, like, what were some of the examples?
I think it was more of a personal experience she had.
As far as the expectation in the relationship?
Well, she did give this example that she almost asked this guy. She told him, I almost asked you to marry me. And he said, well, you're already married to the Lord. And she looked at that as, how do I deal with that? You know, how do I? And he talks about that, of how to wear your, whether you're a minister or a preacher or a youth guide, you know, in your church or whatever, and how we are supposed to, let me see your book a minute, carry ourselves if we are that person. Because now, after I said that, does that spark anything in you?
Not really, because I think Tim said it so well that it helped concise the thought for me about what it means to be a woman and how to live in this day. You drop your handkerchief. Now, it looks different for different women, whether you're online. We've talked about that in our previous shows. So, if I drop my handkerchief, whatever that looks like, and there's a response that's not reciprocated the way I want, then I feel like I have to go back to prayer and discernment on what I need to pursue in this relationship or not. So, to me, there isn't a role confusion. If that's his response, you can either ask a clarifying question, or that's his nice way of saying, I'm not interested. And then you have to go back and say, okay, God, I've dropped my handkerchief. Show me what else to do. So if the question is, how can you still date in the 21st century and still be holy? I think there's a lot of ways that you can give hints to men. I mean, Tim has just said, even if you just do eye contact and smile, if he's looking at you, that's all they need, because they're designed, you know, men, God designed men to be the pursuers and the hunters. So, yeah, it's hard to say without being in that circumstance, but
that's
I would
true.
Just have to take it back to the Lord and say, what did he mean? Or again, ask a clarifying question to see what he meant by that.
Right.
But I wouldn't take that as a standard being set high for me. I would actually, me personally, I would take it as a compliment. Like, oh, thank you. And I'm kind of smart mouse. I probably would have said back, but I don't want to be married to God forever. I'd like to sleep with someone here on earth. So obviously that's not going to be you.
I kind of think she kind of played that off, because if you really like a person and you're hoping that there's something there,
yes,
you know, and then they come back to you like that, and it's like, wow. And it was, I think it was, they're just not that into you. I think mm-hmm. it was that chapter there, you know. Mm-hmm. So, and that can kind of hurt, you know.
Absolutely.
And discourage a person, you know, like, wow, where do I go now? You know what I'm saying? Because I'm interested in this person. And I would like to go further, but that kind of cut it. What do you think, Tim?
You got to pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and move to the next door. You know what I mean? It's just like when I used to do door-to-door sales, right? And you'll get, like, first of all, I'm coming to people's house, and I'm knocking on your door, and I'm bothering you, just selling you something, right? And you just develop, like, in a sense, tough skin. Like, you learn rejection. You're not going to get 100% sales.
Right.
Man, if you did that, you'd be the best salesman in the world, I promise you. And you wouldn't have to sell no more because everybody would be coming to you learning, like trying to learn your techniques. But, you know, you'll get those no's. You'll have doors slammed in your face and this, that, and the third. You have people yelling at you. But you dust yourself off and you go to the next.
Yeah, absolutely. Now she's going to read this last paragraph of the book.
So this is in chapter 3 from our book that we're doing in our book club. And it says, what's ironic is that this seems to be a pattern many of us experience even in our youth. The person we were most fascinated with is the person who only saw us as a friend. So let us speed things up a bit. Now that you've grown up, now that you're grown and have access to a great deal more resources, you've discovered that not even those resources can secure someone who is just not that into you. My friend, please know your worth. Stop chasing the uncatchable and position yourself for the one God knows is best for you.
That's mm-hmm. powerful. Mm-hmm. And that's what we've been saying in a roundabout way. But, because we do run up against people that really not that into us because they're not for us. You know, no matter how attractive we may be, because you talked about an experience you had, or they may be to us, you know, mm-hmm. it can go both ways.
Yes, ma'am.
It can go both ways. So that's, and like it says, no matter how many resources you have, all that work you may have done to better yourself and to come up from where you were, you know, if you were down on yourself and stuff, it just doesn't make that person want to be with you.
That's right.
You know?
Well, you have to learn how, like when you design and you get in business, like I'm in a sense the selling end of business, so I sell clothes, right? So I'm not about to sit here and try to sell somebody that's not willing to buy or unsellable. I don't waste my time on that. You know, so yeah, I can have everything that you want and all the glitz and glam and all that, but if you're not looking to buy, I'm just gonna move on.
Right.
Move on. I'm not gonna waste your time, I'm not gonna waste my time, and I'm not even gonna in a sense take it personal.
Right.
You know.
Right.
It just might not be your style. It might not be your style of shirt.
Mm-hmm.
You might
right.
not like the color, you might not like the print. You know
right.
what I mean? I'm not gonna be offended. It's not what I do, I'm not for everybody.
Right.
So
That's
how
true.
Can I expect that person to be for everybody as well.
That's
you know
true.
What I mean?
That's true.
So just because I like it don't mean she had to like me or vice versa, you know?
And there's a lot of that.
Yes. And it's okay.
A lot of that. Just like one of the persons that attended yesterday, and he was saying he may have dated 100 women or so. And I'm thinking, wow, no, that's a lot of women.
Well, I was going to say of the one of the online workshops I did on online dating, because, you know, trying to get more versed in that. But it was by Dr. Henry Cloud, and he said, you have to be prepared for rejection and prepared not to take things personally. And he gave a story, and he said what you said, Miss Linda, about everyone is not your person.
Mm-hmm.
So can you go into it realizing this is an experience for growth? But he gave a story where a young lady went on 94 dates before she met her husband.
Isn't that something?
And he said, are you willing to do that? And if you kind of think about it, I don't know if this is a fair comparison, but that's how faith is. If you have something you're believing for that God's giving you, you just keep going after it and going after it. Faith comes by hearing by the word of God. It's the things hoped for. You just keep going and going till you see it. Like, that's what true faith is.
Right, right. So I guess it doesn't matter. You just can't allow people to destroy your confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about, right? And we're talking about things that can come up against you and make you second guess your confidence. That's why I brought some of those examples up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't want to lose our confidence.
No.
You know, it just wasn't for us, right? So, like Tim said, pick yourself up, move on, right? Mm-hmm. Next.
Next. I mean, you process it. It's a loss. It's a grief. So you process it, but you don't want to, you know, you don't want to stay stuck. That's what Pastor Rowan always says. You don't want to stay stuck. So it doesn't mean you're not disappointed. It doesn't mean you might want to talk to a trusted person about it to get some feedback. But once you've done that, that wasn't your person. Right. And I was talking to a young lady about this. Why are you so upset? Because if you believe that God has his best for you, why are you so upset about this one person ghosting you?
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Because don't you want someone who knows who you are and is talking to our Father?
Right.
And if our Father told him, this is my daughter and she's good for you, if he didn't hear that, why are we sitting here having a four-hour conversation
there
about this? Like, I don't understand. Like, what did he have that I don't get?
Right.
Yeah, and the thing is, I don't spend a lot of time on craziness, man. I'm telling you, like, my mind is so crazy. So I'm like, I'm a dope person. Yeah. So if you don't want to be a part of this, it is what it is. You know, like I don't want you to waste your time. And I don't want to waste my time. So it's just like, it's not like, okay, you don't want to be a part of this, something wrong with you. It's like, yo, somebody really going to appreciate everything
eventually
that I have to offer.
That's right.
You know,
that's
and if you couldn't see it, if you couldn't see all this greatness, you blind.
Right.
So keep it pushing. Keep pushing.
Keep a stepping, right?
Yeah, keep pushing. That's it. I'm gonna have to talk to God after this.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, I used to see this girl in my life.
Right.
I really liked her too. She can't. She blind. Open her eyes. I don't know. I try to have fun with it, you know. And that just keeps you, you know. Once again, it keeps your spirits high, and it just builds a little bit. It boosts you a little bit.
True.
All right, cool. You didn't see it.
She
didn't see it. Cool. It's all
right. Right.
Everybody not gonna see your greatness.
That's true. Or appreciate it.
Yeah.
You know,
and that's what you really want, somebody to appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Right. That's true. Appreciate you for who you are, mm-hmm. and what you do.
Yeah.
You know. Wow. This is so good. I am just enjoying this so much, and hopefully those of you are. Any questions yet, Tim?
I don't know. It'd be kind of slow. All it sees is people that popping in. If y'all have questions, go ahead and type it in.
Yes.
And we'll read them off and answer those wonderful questions. So you guys that's out there live on Facebook, social media land.
Yes, absolutely. But like you're saying, if know that God sends people in your life for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Like we were saying earlier, you know, maybe to see what you don't want. Mm-hmm. Out of a person, you know, that's going to be that you're thinking about being with the rest of your life, because that's what we should be thinking about, not just a date. You know, you don't date to date, you date to marry. Now, I've heard that. What do you think about that?
That's a tough one with today's society. Can you, because like at the end of the day, can that person see that far? You know, maybe they don't see themselves getting married. Or maybe they just want to be, like, you got to understand the real reason why are you looking for a mate? Are you looking for a mate to be married? Are you looking to fill some voids? Are you looking just not to be alone and have a alone feeling, you know, have somebody around? So I think you have to examine that. And if you're really looking to be married and that's your vision, you know, then you have to find somebody who has that same vision.
True.
You know,
true.
So y'all both can be going in the same direction. Because if I'm looking to get married and you're not, and we're dating, it's just going to eventually end. It's going to eventually end. Just like if a man want kids and a woman don't, eventually that's just going to end.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all not going in the same direction, and that's going to drive y'all that small. It's not small, I guess it's big, but that will drive you apart.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It'll drive you apart. So examine yourself, really understand what you want, and also get understanding from that person what they want.
So how long should you date or be around each other before you go to those questions?
Well, I think one of the consensus we came up with last night is you have to develop the plan that works for you.
Right.
I like what our participant, what he brought up.
Yeah,
I'm like,
real
I think I might do that. But he said three dates. Yeah. You know, the first day, we're having fun. You know, not asking me my social security number.
Right, right.
Then he said after that third date, you know, the attraction, chemistry, whatever word you want to use, and conversation, then we can maybe start having those deeper conversations about where our visions align. Are we going in the same direction? And I thought that was really good because, again, you don't want to cut off a person too soon because you have your laundry list. Mm-hmm. But then again, you don't want to look up and it's year two.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all still in the same place.
Going around in circles. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I did like, I think it's just having a plan on what you and God think is best for you. What do you think, Tim?
Yeah, I thought that was brilliant.
I thought
that was definitely brilliant. And it gives people kind of like a little blueprint. And it kind of sets the tone of what to expect. You know, say, okay, cool, we got to the first one. That's kind of exciting. Let's see what the second date leads to. Great, we got to the second one. Mm-hmm. Okay, now third one. Now we can get a little bit deeper. Mm-hmm. And I think it builds, and I think once you kind of establish just a little bit of that foundation, I think it builds a deeper conversation and maybe even a deeper connection.
Right.
You know, with that person too.
Right.
So I thought that was brilliant how he had that plan.
Yeah. It makes sense, total sense. Mm. And it takes a lot of pressure off of you with the first date.
Yes.
You know, I'm just going out. We have a good time. We're going to eat, break bread together.
Yeah.
That's it.
Let's see if we can have fun. At least have fun together.
For, right.
Yeah, I liked it.
I did, too.
I did, too. Well, I understand why, you know, and God has brought us together to get pieces from one another.
Amen.
Of our experiences and where we're going in life, and I thank God for bringing this ministry together. There's a reason for it, you know, whether a lot of people want to be a part of it or not, you know, they just really don't know what they're missing, and that's another reason to bring it on the air, that people can still pick up some of these tips and things, you know, and that it will benefit them. You got daughters out here who can benefit from some of the things that we're talking about. You know, or nieces and nephews, you know, brothers and things like that. So I like to reach out to other people. I really do, because I know people are struggling.
Yes.
With relationships, wanting to be married, maybe not wanting to be married. You know, some people okay with living together, you know. But we want what God wants for us.
Yes.
You know, and I think that's why we have a void, because He hasn't filled that void in us yet.
Yes.
You know, we may want to go one way, but He wants you to go another way, His way, you know. So, and that one scripture, in all thy ways, acknowledge Him.
That was our scripture from last night.
Okay,
yes.
That one. Read that one.
So, last night's scripture was, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's easier said than done.
Absolutely.
Because we always think we know what we're doing, right?
Yes, yes.
Oh, my gosh. How many times? As He said, didn't I tell you if you would believe? That's a hard one.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you just have to learn. It's a learning thing. You have to learn to trust God's process, right? Because He does have something that's better for us. Like, I'll give you an example. Like, okay, my daughter, I love talking about my baby. That's my baby.
Amen.
My daughter, she might want to go to the park one day, right? But I already have something planned that's way better than the park.
Right.
So she might be sitting here asking, Dad, I want to go to the park. And I'm like, nah, just hold off, because I got something that's better than the park.
Right.
And even in that moment, you're like, what's better than the park? I know in her mind, what's better than the park? You know, until we get there, you know, and we're doing something, you know, I'm taking her to whatever big air trampoline place or whatever, you know, it's that's better than the park, you know, because sometimes God, ain't even sometimes, all the time, He has something that's better, and all He wants you to do is trust me.
Yes.
It's going to take a little time, but trust me, I got this over here for you, but you're not ready for it. Sometimes we're just not ready for it.
So absolutely.
Not.
That's why we're going through all these different relationships and meeting all these different people. I think that's God's way of preparing us, you know, and put our confidence in Him and not so much in ourselves and what we can do on our own. I think that's where I've fallen short throughout the years, you know. Just putting confidence in me. I know what I want and this and that, you know. Smile here or You know what I mean? We're mm-hmm. women, you know, and you know men, how they mm-hmm. are. But this is so rich. It's just really rich. And a lot of people, if they're listening and paying attention, they can get some great tools out of this. You know, because we're bringing the Word of God along with it. Another study from the author of that book, what's his name again, Kimba?
Ricky Macklin, M-A-C-K-L-I-N.
And it's titled Real Talk.
Real Talk, Relationship Tips, A Biblical Perspective.
Right.
Oh, somebody, sorry.
You got a question?
Yeah, Molly Mall. He said, question, would you rather be respected or loved when it comes to relationships? Because people can grow out of love with you, but respect goes further. That was a question, but respect goes further. I just want to hear from a different person's perspective. So I guess pretty much summing the question up, would you rather be respected or loved when it comes to the relationship? I think respect and love goes hand in hand for me. Trust, respect, and love, like that goes hand in hand. If I love you, there should be already a mutual respect that's there.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like if I say I want to be with you, like there should be a level of respect that's already there. Nobody should have to, in a sense, earn that.
Right.
You know, that should just be already given, because especially if you're trying to become one with that person, mm-hmm. you know, I'm not going to treat myself bad. I'm just not.
Right.
So I should treat that significant other, because she is my one, the same in which I would treat myself, but I also hold myself in high regard too.
Right.
So I'm gonna do that also with her as well. So I think it goes hand in hand, Ma.
Yeah, I think it's like an ingredient. If you think of a bowl and you're making something, and the relationship is something you're making, it depends on how you define love. If love comes with commitment, you want that. You want a little bit of chemistry and attraction in that mix. And then the Bible is very clear that we as women should respect our husbands. So as a man, or even as a woman, there should be some mutual respect. So I think it's all, as Tim said, part of the ingredients into a relationship. You need both. I hope I answered the question. Mm-hmm. Thank
we
you for that.
We are out of time. The Bible says, husbands, love your wives yes. like Christ loved the church and yes. gave himself for it. So a man is commanded to love the woman, and a woman is commanded to respect and honor her husband. Mm-hmm. And it comes automatically when you love her. Out of time. Thank you. God bless.
Thank you.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LP Marion, Ohio.